tonight, another nor'easter taking aim at tens of millions of people, more than a foot of snow expected, potentially crippling travel as tens of thousands remain without power after last week's storm. Al Roker is here. Breaking news, the latest White House shakeup. President Trump's top economic advisor is resigning. The potential impact on the markets and your money. Is there a possible breakthrough on North Korea? Kim Jong-un suddenly says he's willing to hold nuclear talks with the U.S. Tonight, President Trump responds amid troubling new signs of North Korea's nuclear intentions. The mayor of a major city resigns after a sex scandal, pleading guilty to stealing thousands of dollars while having an affair with her bodyguard. The big victory tonight for teachers in West Virginia.
Who made history?
We made history!
Getting the pay raise they demanded. And for millions of kids, it's must-see TV, drawing them in with stories that are nice.
Humpty Dumpty. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for being here. With another potentially crippling winter storm forming tonight, there is rising anxiety and some anger in parts of the Northeast that are still reeling from last week's nor'easter that left downed trees and widespread power outages. Already 44 million people are under winter storm watches or warnings. Forecasters predicting the next blast to begin overnight, bringing heavy snow, nearly a foot and a half in spots from Pennsylvania to Maine, disrupting travel in the region and across the country as airlines are preparing to cancel and reroute flights in advance of the storm. Our Stephanie Gosk has the latest.
Shelve all hopes of an early spring. Another nor'easter, the second in less than a week, is barreling towards the Northeast. Winter storm warnings stretch from Philadelphia to Bangor, Maine, and it's expected to be mostly snow.
Stay close to home, stay off the road.
North of New York City, tens of thousands are still without power from the last storm.
You're staring down the barrel of another storm. What do you think the chances are of this getting fixed by tonight?
About the same chance of me sprouting wings and making it to the moon.
Others aren't laughing.
You know, after almost a week, we have had absolutely no one on our street taking care of this problem.
Cleanup is still going on in Massachusetts, where some coastal homes have been declared unsafe. In Marshfield, a levee break caused massive waves and flooding. This new storm has already dropped heavy snow on the Midwest, rattling anyone who has to take to the road.
It's always scary to drive in blowing snow.
Hundreds of flights are canceled, with airlines offering waivers. Amtrak says it will be operating on a modified schedule. Another brutal hit to a region still cleaning up.
This street is a great example of what power crews are up against. They have to remove this tree before they can even think about restoring the power lines. It was the wind from the first storm that caused this damage. This second storm is bringing heavy, wet snow, and work like this could come to a grinding halt. Lester?
Yeah, their window is quickly narrowing. Let's bring in Al Roker, who's following the track of the storm. Al, what can we expect?
Well, Lester, if you look at the map, I mean, two-thirds of the country clear, but it's the this third that's going to cause problems. And if you're traveling anywhere along the East Coast or heading west, it's going to be a problem. This system's going to snarl air traffic and make roads a mess. So here's what we're looking for. Starting tomorrow morning, we have a mess in the morning rush hour from Harrisburg, Philly, New York City. As we move into the midday, it's Albany, Binghamton, on into Boston and parts of New England with heavy snow, and those winds start to pick up. And then as we move into Thursday, the system pulls away, some light snow blowing throughout the interior sections of the Northeast and New England. Snowfall amounts, depending on where you are, this rain snow line is going to be so critical. If you look, New York City, 4 to 8 inches, just about 30 miles to the west in New Jersey, they're calling for up to a foot. Philadelphia, 3 to 6, Hartford, 6 to 10. And as we move into New England, Albany, 8 to 12. Boston should be on the low side, Lester, 2 to 4, but you get up into Portland and we're talking 12 inches of snow. Again, with this heavy, wet snow, we look for power lines to come down. It could be a real mess. Anything that was weakened by this last storm is probably going to go with this one.
All right, Al Roker, thanks very much. Let's turn now to another breaking news of a major White House departure. There's late word that Gary Cohn, President Trump's top economic advisor, is resigning. It was announced after the markets closed, but could have a big impact tomorrow. White House correspondent Kristen Welker has the latest.
With the president threatening new tariffs and a potential trade war, his top economic advisor, who was sharply opposed to the move, Gary Cohn, announcing his resignation late today, writing in a statement, "It has been an honor to serve my country. I am grateful to the president for giving me this opportunity." The president praising Cohn, saying he did a superb job in driving our agenda, helping to deliver historic tax cuts and reforms. Cohn was noticeably absent from today's press conference, where the president was asked if he wants to see more staff changes.
I don't really talk about that. Believe me, everybody wants to work in the White House. They all want a piece of that Oval Office. It's tough. I like conflict. I like having two people with different points of view.
And while there may be multiple factors contributing to Cohn's departure, the president's proposal of new tariffs proved a tipping point. And this isn't the first time Cohn has clashed sharply with Mr. Trump. Cohn was infuriated, even drafting a letter of resignation after the president seemed to equate white supremacists with counter-protesters during the Charlottesville clashes. Cohn stayed through that controversy and helped the president deliver tax cuts.
Gary Cohn, your tax guy, he's our tax man. Where's Gary? Gary did a good job in those taxes.
Cohn becomes the latest in a long line of high-profile departures. Just last week, Communications Director Hope Hicks announced her resignation. But Cohn's exit could have ripple effects from the White House to Wall Street.
Short term, this could be bad news for the stock market because traders on Wall Street like Gary Cohn. They've got a lot of confidence in him. Long term, though, this removes one of the architects of Donald Trump's economic success from this administration. So where they go from here is a real open question.
The president also called Cohn a rare talent tonight, and his departure can't be overstated. Cohn is seen as a stabilizing force inside the White House and for the U.S. economy. With Cohn now gone, the world will be watching Asian markets closely to see how they react to the news overnight. Lester.
All right, Kristen Welker at the White House, thank you. Let's turn now to the dramatic news of a possible breakthrough from North Korea, where Kim Jong-un has reportedly expressed a willingness to sit down with American negotiators to discuss giving up his nuclear arsenal. The surprise offer was relayed by South Korean envoys who just met with Kim in North Korea. We get late details from our chief foreign affairs correspondent, Andrea Mitchell.
Tonight, a stunning meeting, perhaps a breakthrough. Kim Jong-un's first face-to-face talks with South Korean officials, a meeting including Kim's sister, that powerful cabinet minister who sat just behind Vice President Pence at the Olympics and then canceled their meeting at the last minute. Now Kim dangling possible talks with the U.S., offering to halt missile and nuclear tests, even give up his nuclear weapons if there is no military threat. After months of taunting Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man, President Trump today calling this positive.
I think that they are sincere, but I think they're sincere also because the sanctions and what we're doing with respect to North Korea.
Earlier, the president crediting his hard line against North Korea for conditions that led to the successful Olympics.
We had a lot to do with that, if not everything. We had a lot to do with it, so I thought North Korea was terrific. They came out, they went into the Olympics, they went in with good spirit, they did well. Let's see if we can carry it over.
But defense intelligence officials today more cautious, warning that Kim now has three long-range missiles, two of which can hit the U.S. And North Korea has already cheated on deals with Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama.
All efforts in the past have failed and has simply bought North Korea time to achieve what they want to achieve. Maybe this is a breakthrough. I seriously doubt it.
South Korean officials are already briefing the White House on what they say took place. But who could conduct the toughest nuclear talks since the Cold War? The top American North Korean negotiator just quit. There's no U.S. ambassador in South Korea. And the president has taunted Rex Tillerson to not waste his time on diplomacy with Kim. Lester?
Andrea Mitchell for us tonight in Washington. Thank you. In Nashville tonight, a bitter public farewell from the city's now former mayor after an extramarital affair with her bodyguard led to a swift fall from grace. Megan Berry resigning from office today, hours after pleading guilty in court to theft of property, accused of taking city funds. Our Kerry Sanders is in Nashville and has details.
Right, your right hand, please.
Tonight, the now former mayor of Nashville smiling for her mugshot. Guilty.
Megan Berry pleading guilty to a felony theft charge, then resigning her office.
Well, my time today as your mayor concludes.
A sudden and dramatic fall for the once popular mayor, now facing multiple investigations after admitting last month to a two-year affair with her police bodyguard, Robert Forrest. Both are married. Back then, Berry insisting she had done nothing illegal.
And I am embarrassed, and I am sad, and I am so sorry. I know that God will forgive me, but that Nashville doesn't have to.
But then came evidence of nude photos taken on her bodyguard's work phone while on duty. Investigators say the pair took 10 taxpayer-funded trips by themselves, including a conference in Greece, staying an extra 3 nights. In a two-year period, according to the Nashville Tennessean, Forrest earning more overtime pay than the other 4 officers on her security detail combined. Barry already coming off a difficult year, her 22-year-old son Max dying of an overdose of drugs, including opioids, last July. Talking to NBC just 10 days after his death.
This hole that I have in my heart will never be filled.
Tonight, Nashville's vice mayor has been sworn in as Music City's newest mayor. Meantime, Barry has paid $11,000 in restitution and will serve 3 years probation on the theft charges. A once popular politician here, Megan Barry leaves office in disgrace. Lester?
Kerry Sanders in Nashville tonight. Thank you. A big victory this evening for 20,000 striking teachers in West Virginia. The state legislature has agreed to their demands for a substantial pay increase. But some are asking at what cost. NBC's Ron Allen is in West Virginia and has the latest.
It's being called the biggest pay raise ever in West Virginia. 5%, not just for 20,000 striking teachers, but for tens of thousands of state employees as well.
Overjoyed. This has been a long ordeal.
This morning, the governor breaking news of a deal. Ending a 9-day walkout by teachers among the lowest paid in the country. Lawmakers agreeing to budget cuts to pay for the increases and relying on forecasts that the state's economy will continue to improve. It's been a family affair for the Becks. Emily teaches middle school, Garth substitutes, juggling childcare, picketing, wanting to be back in class.
I mean, nobody goes into this job for the money, but we also have to have a way to provide for our families.
Relief also at community centers. Parents dropping off more children every day as the strike dragged on.
Are you ready to go back to school?
Yes.
You are? Good answer.
I'm happy that she gets to go back to school and everyone gets to go back to normal, so.
It was good that they worked a deal out to where the teachers, as well as a lot of the other members of the state, are getting a raise. So.
Weeks of pent-up emotion exploded at the Capitol as the Senate, that blocked a deal last week, gave unanimous approval. The governor then signed the bill. The end of an emotional standoff that many said was about how big an investment West Virginia would make toward educating its children. Ron Allen, NBC News, Charleston.
Still ahead tonight, the new warning to young people about vaping. The potential big health risks now being linked to so-called e-cigarettes. Also, for that little girl who was awestruck by Michelle Obama's portrait, a big surprise as life imitates art. A new study out tonight warns that vaping, especially by teenagers, may be more dangerous than many believe. A growing number of people are turning to e-cigarettes because they think they are safer than tobacco products. But the devices with popular fruit flavors are now being linked to chemicals that can cause cancer. National correspondent Miguel Almaguer has more on this new warning.
Marketed as a safer alternative to traditional cigarettes, tonight a new study warns e-cigarettes deliver cancer-causing chemicals, and the most popular fruit flavors, often preferred by teens, appear to be the worst. Research published in the journal Pediatrics tested 67 teenagers who vape and found those who used fruit flavor products had significantly higher levels of 5 toxic chemicals.
The toxicants that we found in these teenagers are the same toxicants that we find in traditional smokers, just in lower levels. I would expect to find similar side effects such as heart disease and cancer down the road.
According to the CDC, teens are vaping more than smoking. More than 2 million middle and high schoolers admit to it.
It just tastes good.
Many prefer flavored e-cigs.
A trade group representing the vaping industry points out the risk of cancer is lower from vaping than from traditional cigarettes.
But researchers call that a smokescreen for a lingering danger facing those who vape. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
We're back in a moment with the big change coming to the quarter pounder and the message in a bottle and why this one is historic. A follow-up tonight on that two-year-old girl who was awestruck as she looked up at Michelle Obama's official portrait in Washington. Well, it gets even better. Mrs. Obama paid Parker Curry a visit and tweeted a video of the two of them having a dance party. Mrs. Obama told Parker to keep dreaming big for yourself and maybe one day I'll proudly look up at a portrait of you, she said. There's a big change at McDonald's. The fast food giant says it's replacing frozen beef patties and its quarter pounders with fresh meat. It's already happened at about 3,500 McDonald's locations and will reach some 14,000 restaurants by early May, and it will make fast food a bit faster. McDonald's says fresh beef patties take 20 to 40 seconds less to cook than the frozen kind. And a couple walking on a beach in Australia discovered what is believed to be the world's oldest message in a bottle. The message, written in German, was dated June 12, 1886. A museum that confirmed its authenticity said the bottle was thought to have been thrown from a German ship, a common practice back then to track the ocean's currents and find efficient shipping routes, kind of an old school GPS. When we come back, the kids' TV sensation and how it became a global success. Finally tonight, so the thing about nursery rhymes, they're depressing. Humpty Dumpty left in pieces. Jack breaks his crown. Little Miss Muffet scared away. Well, one company is changing all that through the power of YouTube, delighting moms, dads, and kids in this country and around the world. It's a YouTube channel with 15 million subscribers. Here's NBC's Katie Beck.
Choo Choo TV, pairing catchy songs and familiar stories.
You pretty much expect on a daily basis you're going to hear that.
Oh, Choo Choo TV, absolutely. They're mesmerized.
Mesmerized by the work of a software engineer in India, Vinoth Shandar made the first video for his daughter, nicknamed Choo Choo.
I thought if she's going to like it, I think the kids around the world should like it.
After 300,000 views in 2 weeks on YouTube, he launched Choo Choo TV and brought in some friends. They rewrite Western nursery rhymes, giving them happy endings. Humpty Dumpty, he gets put back together again. And Jack and Jill, they make it down that hill.
Right on the pail of water.
Likewise for Little Miss Muffet.
Smile at the spider.
Why should the girl child be afraid of a spider? I mean,
what's he doing?
Their most popular video, with more than a billion views, is about a boy named Johnny who sneaks into the kitchen for sugar.
No, Papa.
There's no child that hasn't snuck and gotten sugar when they were supposed
exactly.
to, right?
Exactly. So, everybody would have experienced that.
Yeah. Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa.
Joy in simple things. A cute idea, now a multi-million dollar company. Katie Beck, NBC News, Miami.
What a neat idea. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is Nightly News for this Tuesday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.